Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy. Carson on vacation this week. And so you got me and Dan, and Chef Tiffany Faison is here today. As we do every Friday morning, we want to know what you guys are doing for the weekend. So Tiff, what you got going on?
I will be hanging out at a bar this weekend called Bubble Bath. Be there all weekend.
And where is that, and when can people come see you?
It is Newbury and Mass Ave, and you can come see me beginning at 5 p.m. until the wee small hours of midnight and 1 a.m.
I might swing by today.
Come have some bubbles, please.
Will you just be running around the bar? Doing all kinds of stuff.
Chatting with people, running food, bussing tables.
She does it all.
Cooking a little bit. Dan's got it held down in that kitchen. Like, he kicks me out of the kitchen now. It's just like, I'm like a proud mom when he does it.
Well, that's good, though.
Yeah, that's great.
Good for you. Well, I might go see you tonight.
Yes, please.
Might go to the Marshfield Fair this afternoon. I thought it might bring me a little joy.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Go see the baby chickens being
just
hatched.
All the animals. Eat some fair food.
Yes. Deep fried peanut butter and jelly.
Let's funnel cake.
All of the things.
I didn't even know you could deep fry some of the things you see at the fair.
Deep fry anything,
Dan. I've had deep fried Kool-Aid. It was remarkable. Yeah. I've had deep fried butter.
Oh, for sure.
In Tennessee, fairs were different.
When I was a kid.
What is the science behind deep fried Kool-Aid? How does that work?
You freeze it. And then you batter it, and
then
you
have a little Kool-Aid pop that you freeze.
Pretty much. And then Saturday, guys,
America.
I have my first.
The European mind could never.
Yeah,
that's why
they are healthier. Anyway, and Saturday I have my first ketamine treatment.
I'm so excited to hear about this.
So I'm going to have three treatments, three Saturdays in a row. It's about 3 hour long, she says.
Yep.
I'm working with a new doctor who, this is what she does, like has been trained and whatever. Mm-hmm. So basically, the way it works is, they give you a dose and you kind of wait for it to kick in a little bit, and then you have a therapy session.
Yep.
And so my therapist and she are good friends, and they've been talking to one another, sharing things so that she has good ideas of what we can talk about.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And whatever. So I'm really excited. I'm a little nervous, but I've made such great breakthroughs in the past, I don't know, 6 months in therapy. And I think that's why my mental health has been a little hard, because once you peel one thing back, another thing pops up, and you have to, and that's the big thing that's been waiting.
Yes.
And so that this will help that process.
So this allows people to rewire their neuropathways that are like wired when you're like 4, 5, 6. So to be able to go in and make those neuropathways malleable and kind of figure things out. I'm doing the same thing. I'm just not at the ketamine part of it. I'm still in the therapy part of it. Haven't gotten to the ketamine part of it.
I'll tell you all about it once I get done, but I'm very, very excited. So
I didn't know that you had a therapy session while you were on the ketamine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there are places you can go not to. There are places like in strip malls you can literally just get dosed and
don't
lay
do
down.
That.
Don't do that. I mean, do what you feel can help you. But this, I feel, can be more helpful because you're actually doing therapy and you're doing some work. So anyway.
That's awesome.
I digress. But that's what I'm doing.
I'm curious to see how it goes. Let us know.
I am too. 617-655-1234. Want to hear what you're doing. Hey, Corey, is that you?
Hey, girl. Hey.
What are you doing this weekend?
One of my besties is visiting from New Orleans.
Ooh.
So we're getting together, doing some lunch, and he's here just in time for the bloom of my second lotus flower in my pond.
Corey, I got to tell you, Corey texted me yesterday, sent me pictures of his lotus flower that's blooming, because they don't bloom easily. And so that made me very happy. Thank you for bringing me a little joy.
Anytime, sweetie.
All right. Love you much.
Love you, babe.
Bye.
I've never been to New Orleans, but I bet there are shenanigans to be had there.
It smells like pee.
Well, that's Bourbon Street. The whole city can't smell like pee.
That's literally the only place
I like pee. I lived there for a year.
Did you?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I've only been there once, and I was only there for like 5 hours.
It's
so I just spent it on Bourbon Street.
She'll take you for a ride if you let her.
She did.
That I believe. She had an Cajun accent.
We ended up meeting Method Man and Red Man, and the girl I was with, they wanted her to come back to their hotel room. We did not do that.
You could have been at Method Man and Red Man's hotel room.
I could have.
Wow.
All right.
I'd have went back and been a girl.
I know.
It's like dirty Vegas.
All right. We have Michelle and Maddie from Drake It. What are you guys doing?
We are going to the Jonas Brothers concert tomorrow. We won tickets from Greg and Freddie on Tuesday.
Oh, that is amazing. Love I'm so happy for you.
So, may I suggest a little barbecue and biscuits before the show?
You may. Where would they do
Sweet
that?
Sweet Cheeks.
There we go.
Right there, friends.
Well, have a great time.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, hon. Paula from Hyde Park, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I know this wonderful radio station that hooked me up with some Jonas Brothers.
Hey-o.
Half of Fenway Park is just Mix 104.1, baby.
That's
well,
right.
But let's listen, though, yeah. Because coming up here in a little bit, we're going to be calling someone to win front row seats. So it could be you, Paula. So make sure you answer the phone if we call.
I will. But my grandchildren and daughters would be mad because we're going. It's three generations that are going to the Jonas Brothers. Tomorrow.
Well, sometimes you got to make people mad to get close to the bros.
Sorry, Tim and Grandma got front row. I'll tell you what Nick smells like.
Well, Paula, have such a good time.
Take care of yourself now. You know.
Yes, ma'am. So. All right. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Wow, Dan, you weren't lying. Mix 104.1 showing up at the Joe Bros concert.
Yeah, the whole Fenway Park. This is going to be us.
Lit up.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.